Oh, hey, what's up, man?
First podcast in a long time. Did
Yeah.
you finish the thing or was that me?
I accidentally pressed the cool white back button on my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, so welcome to the Sumper podcast. Definitely not our second take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Is my microphone down here or is it up here? Which one was louder?
Do it again. Up.
Up here. Here, I'll put my pop filter in front of you.
All right. Go ahead and talk for the camera. Do it, you bitch.
No.
Oh, so anyways, how do you feel to be on the technical second podcast with the Sunker Glucky?
I'm feeling pretty average.
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Just eating some fucking Doritos over here because I'm hungry, you know?
Oh, I was about to ask what you were doing this fine evening slash 10 o'clock at night time.
Yeah.
I heard that you are going to do a skit. I know it's a rumor. I heard it among the people, aka Chebbins.
What information did you get about
They said
it?
there's gonna be something about a catching a fat man masturbating.
Ooh. Wow.
That seem accurate or in any way?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Oh, nice. That sounds pretty hot, if you ask me.
I heard a little rumor going around the McDonald's that there's gonna be a crippled emo kid running around, you know?
Could you give more information on that?
Well, this boy Chang's my boy, you know? He's gonna be taking care of a little crippled autistic emo kid.
Oh man.
You know, and
Oh, that sounds awesome.
yeah. This is a good podcast.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of things to talk about. So, this is late. This is a late topic, but I want to get your opinion on this. What do you think about the Fortnite versus PUBG craze that's been going around lately?
It's fucking retarded. It's like every other craze. PC versus console. Fucking Call of Duty versus Counter-Strike. It's like every other fucking thing. Some fat cunt has an opinion about something that he cares too much about and fucking spreads it everywhere, and then everyone else cares about it a lot for some reason.
That's very insightful. Another late, very, very 2x37 late topic. What do you think of
Unplugged my headphones. Okay.
of YouTube's biggest mascot, Logan Paul, doing his cool boy thing in?
Something about Logan Paul. Your voice kind of just died.
This is why most people don't really do podcasts over these over cool things.
Yeah.
So anyways, what do you think about the old news, the Logan Paul suicide cunt?
He's a fucking retard for recording it and not reacting appropriately.
Well, some people say that laughing in stressful situations is a way to cope with what's happening.
Yeah, I guess that, but the laughing, I could see, because I do that myself. But just the other shit that he did,
kind of like set up the body as a prop in his videos, or in his video thumbnail and all that shit. Like, it's like, oh, okay, guys, let me feel a little sad for a second, but can you get the camera a little bit more this way? The lighting's better. Now let me look sad.
Wasn't he like really surprised in the thumbnail?
Yeah, he's like, what? Like one of Ali's dick sucking faces.
Yeah. Fuck. He did a smart move.
Didn't he get like a shit ton of YouTube red stuff pulled from that?
I don't know, but a lot of shit went down because of that.
It's like, it was like a boycott against YouTube and YouTube, basically.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's going on? The same.
It's always kind of died.
You know what's going to make this podcast 10 times the same? Not any better or worse?
What?
If we crack a cold one open with the boys.
Oh. Let me crack that open a little soda.
In my throat. It tastes so bad, actually.
I don't think there's a lot of big news going around lately other than, like... Oh, wait. Here's another question, actually. Just answer legitimately, and any politics or whatever, just keep that out of it. Just answer how you feel about this. So, what do you think about the bombing on Syria that Dango Trump ordered?
First of all, I'm not really up to date about fucking what's been happening, so this is brand new news for me. He bombed Syria.
Yeah, you like the chemical places that were, quote unquote, using chemical weapons. He just bombed all those places and fucking wrecked it.
I think he's kind of like Keemstar in a way. He doesn't think about what he's doing. He kind of just does it.
So basically me sometimes. But yeah. The difference is he does it all day, every day.
Yeah.
And then once he does it, he just goes to Twitter and starts ranting about it for some reason.
Like, he builds a wall, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's called a fucking rope, a ladder, and there's planes that they can get over in, which people are doing that still, even without the wall. And he's calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, just to piss him off. Like, nice fucking job. Nukes that can go all over the world, and you're just gonna tease him like that.
Like, not a very simple idea. I think they're like international something. I forgot what it's called, but it's like if you're calling him Rocket Man, a world leader, a dude that could easily just press a button and fuck us all up. And I think I'm not sure if this is a quote, but it's like, I put Americans first before anything else.
That reminds me of at the place my dad works, they have this like one rule that's like safety first, but my dad altered it a little bit. My dad's like, safety first, right after production. And I found it really fucking funny.
If you lose a thumb while in production, well, you gotta wait.
Gotta wait. Production's more important.
I don't know if you heard of this, but like it's this little news thing, that like this one dude, he went out on like a tangent searching through all these news broadcasts, and he found all of them saying like, this is hurting our democracy or something like that. I don't remember. I saw it like on the H3 podcast. Shout out to them. they probably won't even get that shout out ever. But anyways, it was like all these news broadcasts, CNN, Fox News, all these big ones, all of them were saying the same exact shit. So he like kind of came to a conclusion that all of it was scripted. It wasn't even real news. It was like all scripted news, basically. Which is kind of scary in a way, because why at this point? Like, just so, like, so you're just like not freaking out, starting riots, you know?
It's really annoying with the health teacher, though, how she always tries to fucking, she always says shit to like, be like, holy shit, realization.
Yeah.
But to any fucking functioning,
normal.
It's like, okay, that happens. Stop trying to make it sound really dramatic.
It's like, and she's like, oh wow, this guy Snowden, he like, he fucking basically called out and exposed the FBI. So fucking what?
You know, it matters. It matters a lot. Not sarcasm over here.
Well, we're not going to really leak her name because, you know, school people could just go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because trash talking is illegal, apparently, to her. And she's like, to any person that scours the deep web, you might get offended. Like, you just might get a laugh out of this one, a little goof and a gaff.
A little bit goofy gaffy.
So when we were watching the stupid Snowden thing, he had like an antenna next to her or next to him. And she was like, that's a deep web. That antenna right there, that's a dark net. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
So antenna equals deep web?
Oh yeah, and she's like pulling numbers out of her ass. She's like, oh, every 1 in 4 people they die in alcoholism or something like that.
Yeah, I would really like to fact check all her shit, because I feel like she's the type of person, she's always like do research and shit, but I feel like she just goes to the first fucking website and just kind of takes it. And says like, oh, it's true. It doesn't do any like deeper research on that. Because I was watching this one video that said, it's like Google is listening to what everything you say. This one guy, he went to some ads, and saw like fucking just dumb shit. Then he talked about, like, dog toys and shit off of, like, everything. He was just on his desktop. Then a bunch of dog, like, ads popped up. And he only went to, like, 4 websites. This one guy, he did, like, 30 topics. That's actually, no, like, 10. Refreshed one website 100 times to see what the ad popped up as. And it never, like... Most of the time, it was not related to anything he said, and he talked about 10 topics, so. You know.
Also, she just kind of, like, says, oh, 1 in 4 people will get kidnapped. And I did, like, the fact checks or whatever.
Yeah.
And get this. You are 10 times more likely to get struck by lightning then to get kidnapped 10 fucking times.
Yeah, it's like fucking. Oh my God.
It's like. Whew. Sure, maybe like.
Your audio just went to shit all of a sudden. It sounds like, you're in like, I don't know, fuck, it sounds like really tinny.
It's because I'm in a closet, so it, like, I don't want echoes everywhere.
It, no, it just like randomly goes to shit for some reason. I don't know.
Maybe because we're using a podcast recorder on a phone.
Yeah, probably.
But anyways, it's like, what can you really do? You can't really speak up and say anything or shit. Like, go to the website, go to this. It's like, it's mainstream media. Most of the stuff they're telling you is basically lies.
Yeah. So, I like never trust the fucking news because they just want to make shit appeal to 90% of the people that are a quote unquote normal.
Yeah.
And, so, like, the whole fucking video game thing with the news, video games are bad because violence. That equals bad.
Oh, yeah. Also, so, speaking of the health teacher, she said, I quote, the Fortnite art directory, whatever, got arrested because he implemented violent behaviors into kids' heads so they go up and shoot up a school. And I quote.
Yeah. That's video games. They do that.
If you work on the art.
Yeah, especially the fucking art thing. You work on the art in the game, you fucking bitch. You're gonna make kids shoot up schools. Get the fuck out of here.
It's just gonna have sounds and like, that's it. Just.
Yeah.
What did she say? Fuck. I'm trying to remember. It was something about like, oh yeah, no. Like, it's not like Epic Games like made Gears of War or anything.
Yeah, they made Gears of War, I'm pretty sure.
The game where you chainsaw someone in half.
Yeah. No violence there. That's all fun and games.
Yeah, that one's safe for like any age.
I don't think a lot of people realize what actually makes kids shoot up the school. Because you know that whole Columbine shooting thing?
Yeah.
I watched like a full 40-minute documentary on it because I was pretty interested in it. I'm like, God damn, why the fuck? What? Why would two people do this? And the reason pretty much why they did it is they just wanted revenge on the fucking jocks of the school just for bullying them all the time. They're just like, I'm really fucking annoyed. That's why they did it. Fucking no video games or anything. It was just because they were getting bullied. So, where the fuck did you go? I feel like everything just died. Oh, the fuck was that? Vimper Vamper. Fuck.